You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
All the MS Dhoni fans out there may not be all that happy today because he's decided to step down as the captain of Chennai Super Kings team just 2 days ahead of IPL 2022. Dhoni captained the team since its inception in 2008. It's like the end of an era, but also the beginning of one, because now all-rounder Ravindra Jadeja will lead the team. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the top updates in the market, economy, the business world, politics, the Russia-Ukraine crisis and more. Before we get to more updates, let's first see how the market fared on March 24th. Sensex and Nifty trimmed losses but ended lower for the second day in a row amid volatility and weakness across global markets. While financial and consumer stocks suffered losses, IT, metal and pharma stocks gained. Sensex fell 89 points to 57,595, whereas Nifty closed flat at 17,220. Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank and Titan were among the top losers. These stocks ended 1.9 to 3% lower. During the day, Paytm shares surged almost 13% and even ended 9% higher after the company issued a clarification to the stock exchanges on the free fall of its stock in the recent past. Another stock that was in focus today was Zee Entertainment, which closed more than 16% higher. This is after Zee's largest shareholder, Invesco, finally said it will support the Zee-Sony merger deal and has decided not to pursue the call for Zee EGM to remove Managing Director and CEO Puneet Goenka and two independent directors. Well, a major concern that weighed in on the market is rising oil prices. Brent crude surged past $122 per barrel again, and Regina Mayer, the global head of energy at KPMG, believes that crude prices are likely to stay above $100 per barrel until Russia-Ukraine ceasefire. She also said that higher crude prices may lead to acceleration in renewables and that alternative sources of energy would lead the way in the next decade. Another major concern is inflation, which Indranil Sen Gupta, who's the head of research and economist at CLSA, says that will average around 5.5% with an oil price hike. He expects the increase in oil price to be met by price hikes as well as oil tax cuts. Moving on to the latest on the Russia-Ukraine crisis. The war has entered its second month today. President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a video link today, told Swedish lawmakers that Ukraine is fighting for the security of all of Europe and should be a full member of the European Union. He also urged people around the world to take to the streets in solidarity with this country, but thousands of people have been killed, millions have become refugees, and cities have been pulverized since Russian President Vladimir Putin unleashed his invasion. In Mariupol, the southern port city that has come to symbolize Ukraine's plight, people were burying their dead and queuing for rations in pauses in the bombing. Meanwhile, Western leaders, including Biden, are meeting in Brussels to agree to strengthen their forces in Eastern Europe and increase military aid to Ukraine against the Russian assault. Reports suggest a trade mechanism using the Indian rupee and the Russian ruble may be finalized by next week. This trade will allow the two countries to trade directly without first using a currency like the US dollar for a fair value. This comes at a time when Russia is out of the SWIFT communication system and the country is losing access to several international currency markets. India has been looking for alternatives to carry out trade with this strategic partner. In another update on the global front, Chinese investigators have begun examining the cockpit voice recorder from the China Eastern Airlines jet that plunged into mountainside with 132 people on board earlier this week. Recovery crews searched for a second black box today. The recording material from the first black box that was found on Wednesday appeared to have survived the impact of Monday's crash in a relatively good shape, according to civil aviation authorities. The cockpit voice recorder would provide investigators with details of communications between the flight's three pilots. Meanwhile, the search continued for the flight data recorder. Moving on with domestic development. The Income Tax Department continued its raids on the premises linked to Hero MotoCorp overnight and for the second day on Thursday, that is today. The search, according to sources, has expanded to multiple locations now. Meanwhile, in the NSC co-location scam, a Delhi court has dismissed the bail plea of the National Stock Exchange's former group operating officer, Anand Subramanian. Subramanian is presently in judicial custody. He was arrested by the CBI on February 24th and was remanded to custodial interrogation. He was then sent to 14-day judicial custody on March 9th. Today, the CBI told the court that Subramanian, who impersonated as the Himalayan yogi to influence NSE's former MD and CEO Chitra Ramakrishna and remained evasive during the interrogation, was a flight risk and should not be granted bail. Lastly, here's an update from West Bengal. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today said that the suspects of the Rampurhat killings will have to be hunted down and arrested unless they surrender, and asserted that the police would ensure the strictest punishment for the culprits. Her comments came against the backdrop of 8 people, including 2 children, who were charred to death as nearly a dozen huts were set ablaze in Birbhum district early on March 22nd in a suspected fallout of the murder of a ruling TMC panchayat official. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.